The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, we're back. Final thoughts. You know, lost so many baseball luminaries so far over the last couple of months. Buddy Harrelson, Jerry Grody, Pat Zachary. Which we talked about a little bit. I really should probably get into at some point at Beyond the Mic how good Jerry Grody was, because we really didn't do justice to his memory. And that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on this show doing, is looking back at Mets history and giving it the respect and the honor that it deserves. But this week we lost Whitey Herzog. I mean, Whitey was like one of the first villains that I remember. I started watching baseball, as I mentioned earlier, in 1987. It was such paranoia, and a lot of people, myself included, back when I was a kid, I remember my dad talking about how Whitey originally was part of the Mets. He was in the Mets front office, player development. You know, he was a third base coach under Wes Westrum. And Whitey, if he didn't have a battle with M. Donald Grant, and M. Donald Grant, I mean, if you think about the yoke that's around the organization that we talk about all the time, that maybe started when Terry Pendleton hit that ball over the fence, or maybe the deal with the devil that somebody made when there was two outs and nobody on in game six in 1986, whatever it is. But if you want to talk about a yoke that's around the team, M. Donald Grant has a lot to do with it, between how he handled the Seaver situation and, you know, the battles he had with Whitey Herzog. Was quite simply, it seemed like he found out Whitey Herzog didn't think very much about his baseball acumen, which was correct. M. Donald Grant didn't know anything about baseball. He was a businessman. Whitey would have been somebody to take over for Gil Hodges. I think the plan it apparently was for Whitey to take over for Gil, and maybe Gil to go into the front office at some point if Gil had not passed away. And, you know, look, at Whitey goes over and turns the Kansas City franchise around, and he takes a St. Louis team that was in the doldrums and turns them into not a dynasty, but they won a World Series, and they had a couple of pennants in the 80s. And they tormented the Mets. I mean, I remember people telling me in 86 when Whitey said, hey, it's June, the Mets are going to win the division, we're waving the white flag. People were like, well, what is he up to? I mean, he was Phil Jackson with the mental games before Phil Jackson. Think about it. You know how Phil used to be in the 90s with the Knicks? I mean, he was like a real villain. I mean, really, when you look at the coaches and villains, I mean, maybe Belichick falls into that a little bit if you're a Jets fan as a villain. You know, the NBA would be Phil Jackson when he was a Bulls coach back in the 90s. I mean, that was who Whitey Herzog was. And I think it would be, you know, it's always interesting to say what if. What if this happened? What if Pendleton doesn't hit the home run? What if Socha doesn't hit the home run? What if Generation K didn't turn out to be a bust? We could go on and on and on. What if Piazza's ball didn't magically fall into Bernie Williams' glove and he tied the game against Mariano Rivera? You know, there's so much you could have talked about in Mets history. What if? I mean, it's a team that the yoke, part of the yoke is the what if and the look back that we have. But Whitey's a what if that hurts, because he clearly was a game changer. He was an organization builder. He was a guy that would go into situations, and I know that he went to Texas and it wasn't successful with the Rangers, but you know, he really wasn't given a chance there. And it looks like there was a lot of meddlesome situations from the owner. But when Whitey was given an organization and it was his team, I mean, he was a GM with the Cardinals for a lot. You know, good things happened. Good things happened. So, you know, I think it's important to remember him. And, you know, those were some fun rivalries with the Cardinals. They probably weren't fun when they were going on. What an annoying team to play with the speed. And there was always that, you know, Whitey sitting in the dugout with that persona, the white rat persona, where you just wanted to hit him. You hated him. But listen, Whitey, in a lot of ways, outmanaged Davey Johnson from time to time. You know, some of it was bad luck with the Mets with injuries and whatnot. But one of the reasons why the Mets didn't make the postseason more in the 80s, 85, 87, was because he was, you know, Whitey Herzog's teams just flat out beat the Mets. They were better managed. So wanted to put that out there. And really, you know, I wrote it over. You know, what I'm trying to do over at Instagram is once in a while throw these little things out there that, you know, thoughts, you know, because they're not really like the newsletter, which is in-depth. They're more like, hey, here's a photo and here's a thought. Like, I'm not good at Instagram, but I wanted to get it more engaged. So I put that up there and I'll continue to put up some thoughts here and there about the Mets. And, you know, just if you're on Instagram, talking Mets no G, and I'll pop up there. I don't understand how the algorithm works. So if everybody sees me that follows me, it's a very small following on Instagram. It's not like the X following or the newsletter, which has a really solid following, and I've built it over many, many years. But it's part of this interaction of us following the Mets and enjoying the Mets and enjoying the Mets content. The other thought I had as I wrap up here, and I thought about it on Monday, you know, while I'm noodling on the whole Citi Field versus Shea Stadium situation, I was thinking about Jackie Robinson. It was Jackie Robinson Day on Monday. And over the years, unfortunately, as we move further and further away from when they retired Jackie's number 42 throughout the whole league in 1997, I remember that like it was yesterday, Mets and Dodgers, it's not been the same type of day. I mean, clearly with 18,000 or so at in attendance, I didn't even realize it was Jackie Robinson Day until I showed up to the ballpark. So shame on me, right? But I did, and this is really what I think the lack of us, and it's very important for us to go back from time to time and just look at some of the great players and look at the numbers they produced and maybe look at the, whatever clips you can find of them. Now, no doubt Jackie Robinson's legacy is having the opportunity because of Branch Rickey and having the thick skin and fortitude to break the color barrier. A most ridiculous situation that is a complete nonsense scenario. There was no reason why that ever should have existed. I mean, that's not saying anything that we don't know. In a lot of ways, I don't take baseball stats seriously prior to Jackie Robinson and the color barrier being broken because you're not seeing the best of the best. I mean, think about today. Think about the game we watched today, Mets and Dodgers, Ohtani. We have, you know, Japanese players, we have South, you know, Dominican players, you know, we have obviously American players, we have players from all over the globe playing in this game. And I think this game, not so much, not quite like the NBA, which has more of a global sport persona because of the great work that the Dream Team did back in the early 90s. And, you know, baseball doesn't have that Dream Team or that kind of team that could capture the imagination and maybe bring kids all around the world and have them fall in love with the sport. But, you know, baseball is also much more global than it's ever been. I mean, I know that there's some underrepresentation from African-Americans and, you know, maybe some of that has to do with the money or the lack thereof that that sport provides early in the career versus the NBA and the NFL. It's perfect economic sense. You get into the NBA and within a couple of years out of college, be, you know, and when I say college, maybe 1 year of college, and maybe high school were coming out, you could be making millions of dollars. I mean, you can't ever criticize anybody for making that decision. But that's not what I'm thinking about with Jackie Robinson. So we talk about Jackie Robinson. We talk about the color barrier. We talk about, you know, all he did to be the face of that situation. But we don't really talk about how good of a player he was. Maybe it's taken for granted. Anybody could have come in. If Branch Rickey picked a player, now he had to pick the right player. He had to pick the player with the right temperament. And he probably wanted to pick a player that had a chance to be a very good player Mets fans, I want to take a quick break from talking baseball and let you know about the next top prospect in building a smart home. Eufy Video Smart Lock E330 is that big-time new star prospect. The Eufy Video Smart Lock E330 is a smart lock, a 2K resolution camera, and a doorbell. It's three devices in one, triple the security. You know triples are rare in baseball, but not with Eufy. You can have everything in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. Just the other night, I had tons of packages in the rain. Rather than fumble for my keys, I easily entered my home. This is big since I have four dogs who are impatiently waiting for me at the door. No more concerns about losing keys, and you could assign passwords to your family members. Worried about when your loved ones are getting home? Eufy allows you to see them coming back home via the integrated camera. Hey, Mets fans, this is a home run. I had a competitive product before Eufy, and it's the difference between a one-dimensional hitter and a five-tool player. Eufy is that five-tool superstar. Go to eufy.com, that's EUFY.com, to learn more. Already sold? Go to Amazon and get your Eufy Video Smart Lock E330 today. Want to go to the store? Best Buy will have it starting around May 20th. Get complete control over your front door at ease with the Eufy Video Smart Lock E330 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But it was no guarantee that the first African American to play in the major leagues would have been an elite Hall of Famer, and he was elite. He won the Rookie of the Year. He won the MVP. He had a career OPS plus of 133. He had a career on base percentage of 410. There is only three players from the point in time when he came up and came up with the Dodgers in 1946 until 1957. He was fourth in baseball in WAR during that time. That's more than Duke Snyder. That's more than Mickey Mantle. That's more than Yogi Berra. That's more than Willie Mays. That's more than Roy Campanella. An elite offensive player. Could play multiple positions. Second base, played a little bit of first base. Later in his career, he played some outfield. And, from reports, he was pretty good everywhere they put him. And, maybe the Dodgers only won one championship later in his career in 1955 when he was 36 years old. And look, he was starting to decline. And that year he won the World Series, he was a below league average hitter. But he also, that year they won the World Series in Brooklyn, he walked 61 times and struck out 18. And 390 plate appearances. That's insane. His last year, when he played 117 games before he retired, he was traded to the Giants and he retired. He walked 60 times and struck out 32. Still hit 275, had an OPS plus of 107, had an OPS of 793. I mean, you take these numbers right now. If Harrison Bader gave you these numbers or Jeff McNeil gave you these numbers, you'd be like, whoa, I'll take these numbers. And that's a Jackie Robinson on the way out the door. So I thought it was important for me just to share on the way out here a smorgasbord of thoughts, a lot of which came up on things not related to the 2024 Mets. And just, end the show on a high note with some of that stuff. And of course, I always like to hear from you. Do you have memories of Whitey Herzog? What are your thoughts about Jackie Robinson? And maybe are we appropriately remembering the player? We know about the social aspect of who he was and how important what he did was. Not taken away of that. I'm not saying we shouldn't talk about that. But do we talk about him as the player enough? How great of a player he was? Because I don't think we do. you know. And really, I shouldn't even do 1946 because he started in 1947. 46 was the year before he got called up. And if you look at that, only Stan Musial and Ted Williams had better war than him. I mean, that's incredible. That's insane, you know, when you think about it. So anyway, wanted to thank everybody for tuning in to the latest edition of the Talking Mets podcast. You can check me out all the time at thetalkingmetspodcast.com. You can get me on X, Talking Mets No G, and on your favorite podcasting service, Apple, Spotify, pretty much whatever podcasting service you desire. If you want to interact with me, Mike Silva at talkingmetspodcast.com. No G, Mike Silva at talkingmetspodcast.com. Don't forget the newsletter, substack.com/@talkingmetsnoG. And on Instagram, Talking Mets No G. And of course, I want to thank the good folks from the Fansided Podcasting Network for supporting this show. I'm your host, Mike Silva. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Don't forget to check me out at 9 o'clock. Anthony Rivera's Subway to Shea Mets Giants live YouTube preview show. We'll be back with another Talking Mets podcast next week. Till then, take care, everybody.
For the park and greet the Mets. Hot dogs, green grass, all out of shade. Guaranteed to have a heck of a day, because those Mets are really rocking that ball, hitting those home runs over the wall.
And all out in Jersey, New Jersey, Brooklyn, Queens, uptown and down.
Let's go Mets, that's the cheer all over New York town.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.